This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here's a bit of news left over from last week that occurred too late for us to get to then, but it's still worth knowing about. President Bush has created a cabinet-level committee to advise him on ocean policy. More attention to oceans is a long-sought goal for environmentalists, many of whom complain the administration has a terrible record overall. Oceans everywhere, and certainly in U.S. territorial waters, suffer from pollution and overfishing. Dr. Ellen Pickett is executive director of the Pew Institute for Ocean Science in New York. The Pew Oceans Commission, along with the U.S. Commission on Ocean Policy, recommended a new National Ocean Policy Agency. Dr. Pickett, we already have the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which has studied ocean policy for decades. Why is a new committee better?
What's different about this committee is that it's established at the cabinet level, and it's a sign that the administration recognizes that we are in the midst of an oceanic crisis.
And the crisis is overfishing and the level of pollution. Can you just sum up? You've had this commission studying things for really a couple of years, but can you just tell listeners how do things stand?
Well, we really do have a terrible problem with fisheries. Of the fisheries that we have good information about a third of them are overfished and are currently still experiencing overfishing. And more than half of the fish populations that the U.S. is responsible for, we don't even have a good assessment of. We also have huge areas off our coasts that are referred to as dead zones. These are zones where so much nutrients come into the water that it causes an anoxic state to occur and basically can't support life of any kind.
Well, what do you think that this presidential commission is going to do?
Right now, we've got responsibility for ocean issues widely dispersed across a patchwork of agencies, and there needs to be much better coordination. And I think that this committee has a great opportunity to do that.
Isn't it correct, though, that with all the study that's gone on for decades, environmentalists would say they already know what to do. What's necessary is the will to do it.
There have been these two Ocean Commission reports, and they lay out pretty concrete recommendations. I hope that this new committee takes these recommendations to heart and moves very, very quickly to start implementing the recommendations.
And how will you know whether or not that's come to pass?
One of the concerns I have is that when you look at the U.S. Ocean Action Plan that the Bush administration issued, they seem to have taken a pass on some of the key recommendations of the commissions. When you look at the Ocean Action Plan, it doesn't say anything about committing major new resources, and I mean financial resources, to the science and policy agenda. I mean, it's clear that in order to affect any kind of significant change, new resources are going to be needed. And it's very disappointing not to see those resources identified in the executive order, at least in the Ocean Action Plan.
Dr. Ellen Pickett is executive director of the Pew Institute for Ocean Science in New York. Dr. Pickett, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
You'll find more on ocean policy from the Pew Institute for Ocean Science, including recommendations on how to better manage fisheries, through our website, npr.org.